just around the corner. The Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force, and the 4th Annual Peace Awards. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more, up next. Trick or treat. With events planned in Haines and Skagway, here's a rundown of what's going on. The Haines A and B Hall will be hosting a community Halloween party from 5 to 7 on Monday. Activities will include a cakewalk and haunted house. In Skagway, the fun will be on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Rec Center. I spoke with J.C. Conrad to see what they had planned.
We have several events. We have games going on, different kinds of games for the kids, and we are also doing, instead of a haunted house this year, we're going to do an enchanted forest, which the Parks and Rec, the Park Service is in charge of. And so that's new. And then we also are having a toddler obstacle course. So that's new. And then another thing, we have a lot of events, but another one is we're doing a hayride outside. We're going to be taking the kids around on a ride with hay and stuff like that.
And will the fun be any different than it was last year?
We are kind of moving it from being a haunted Halloween kind of spooky carnival to more of like a fall festival. So it kind of accommodates both people that love Halloween, but then people who like the fall festivities.
And just one other small change this year.
It is $2 to get in.
And for those trick-or-treaters and their parents, a few safety tips. Plan your route ahead of time. Remember, a flashlight is always a good idea. Stick to sidewalks when possible. And keep an eye out for cars. Keep costumes away from open flames like the ones found in jack-o'-lanterns. Watch out for unknown animals. And always be polite and say thank you. Have a happy Halloween.
Mine development is a relevant issue throughout nearby salmon country, from BC to Yukon, with Southeast Alaska in between. South of here, the Juneau Legislative Delegation has created the Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force in response to concerns about mine development at the headwaters of the river. The Taku River is the most abundant salmon producer in Southeast Alaska. It's also one of the most studied in terms of biology. But with the renewal of mining, many other questions remain.
We're just trying to find out exactly who controls the Taku River.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says it's not even clear what agency is responsible for monitoring industrial vessel traffic on the river, state fish and game, natural resource, or environmental conservation, or the U.S. Coast Guard. The task force will also look at the effectiveness of state and federal laws and regulations regarding the river, as well as review the health of Taku River fish stocks, habitat, and game resources. A proposal to create a legislative task force to study the issue went nowhere during the last legislative session, but the meetings between sport and commercial fishermen and Taku River property owners proved to be contentious. Representative Beth Kurtula says it was clear everyone needed the same information.
It's just obvious that we were not all operating with the same information and that some of it was good, some of it we weren't sure about, and we needed to be sure about it. So our common sense way to go forward was to find out the facts and get them out there for everybody.
While the catalyst for the task force is the redevelopment of the Tulsiqua Chief Mine, longtime Juneau gillnetter Jay Shelton says it's the extraordinary salmon production of the river that drives the concerns.
With or without the Tulsiqua Chief Mine really does deserve an added measure of protection to be sure that that productivity isn't compromised.
Canadian company Chieftain Metals hopes to start production of the multi-metal mine in 2014. While the company has said it prefers to build a road to the mine, the main access is currently up the Taku River. Shelton is among the advocates for the task force. He believes it should result in real protections.
This was intended to be a forum for trying to put together hopefully a piece of legislation that could get through and provide a more institutionalized protection for the river, to which Chieftain or anybody else would have to respond appropriately.
The legislators say they support mining, but as Senator Egan put it, the Southeast fishing industry and other river users need to be protected from any development on the Taku.
I'm not opposed to mining. I just want to make sure that they do it right and You know, we set guidelines on our side of the border.
The 8-member committee represents Alaska Natives with ties to the Taku River, commercial and private recreational property owners in the Taku River Valley, commercial and sport fishing, and a biologist who does not work for government. State resource departments will provide expertise to the group.
It's up to the task force to make recommendations, not bureaucrats. We tried to keep government out of it, but using government as the resource to these 8 members of the committee.
The Taku River Fact-Finding Task Force started meeting this month. A final report will be submitted to the Juneau's legislative delegation by mid-December.
Smokin' Fish, a documentary by Juneau's Corey Mann, is going to be aired on PBS. Smokin' Fish interweaves the unusual story of man's life and the untold history of the Tlingit with the process of preparing traditional food. You can see Smokin' Fish on PBS on Tuesday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Wednesday marked the 4th annual Chilkat Valley Peace Prize Award ceremony. Students from all grades participated in the event. Younger students showed artwork they had created. Others sang songs for peace. Fifth graders raised money with their Pennies for Peace program, while others made contributions to a book they made to be sent to an orphanage in Africa. Middle and high schoolers entered pieces on peace, with entries ranging from art, videos, poems, essays, and even raps.
In the world, there's always something cold going on. Could be a war, someone's dropping bombs. But instead of raining bombs, right off a rain peace, you let it flow into your eyes now. What do you see? What I see is a world without war.
That was an excerpt from the grand prize winner's piece by James Morgan. We spoke with Liz Morantz to find out more about the event.
We had a great MC, Royal Henderson, MC'd for us. He kicked us off with the young kids. Holly Davis sings with kids at school, and they had put together a few peace songs. Each class in the elementary school put together a book, created a book that is, these books are going to get sent to the orphanage. Jancy Hansen's class, fifth graders, Jancy shared with at the potluck that her kids had raised, they did Pennies Promoting Peace. They have done that in the past for the Central Asia Institute, and this year they chose the orphanage project, and they raised over $600.
The orphanage you keep hearing mentioned is the Kilimanjaro Orphanage Center in Pazua. It was founded in 2009 in an effort to provide care and shelter to children in the Moshi area of Africa. And more on the event from Liz.
We started off with honoring the students who had created a piece on peace. They had a couple of weeks to put together either an essay or a poem or a rap or some artwork, and middle school and high school students participated.
With all those great entries, how exactly did they narrow them down?
There were 8 judges from the community. They weren't necessarily Haines people for peace people, but there were 8 judges, and they had a pretty strict rubric to try to, the kid, they didn't know names of any submissions, and they put a lot of effort into the judging process.
And the winner?
The grand prize was an amazing rap piece by a high school student, James Morgan.
The event was organized by Haines People for Peace, and they made a presentation at the end of the ceremony.
We ended with Haines People for Peace granted the student council, high school student council, their second annual Building Bridges grant. So it was a $500 grant presented to student council. Chris Turner and Royal were, Henderson were there to receive that. Last year, of course, they researched organizations or schools internationally that might need some support, and they chose the orphanage project. So, we'll see where their grant money gets used this year. But that was exciting to have that second annual presentation.
As Haines students look forward with their peace efforts, here is Haines High Chris Tucker with more on the orphanage.
The Kilimanjaro Orphanage Fund is a fund for helping the orphans in Kilimanjaro have a better life and education. Many people in Haines, including the Haines People for Peace and the Haines Student Council, have been working towards helping the orphans in Kilimanjaro. Last year, the Haines Student Council used $500 awarded to them in a grant to build a room for schoolwork for the orphans. This year, the Haines Student Council received another $500 grant that they will also be using to help out the orphans in any way that they can. It only takes $3 to send a kid in Kilimanjaro to school for a year. Haines People for Peace and the Haines Student Council are accepting donations to help the orphans in Kilimanjaro. Remember, even one person can make a difference. This was Chris Turner from the Haines High School radio class.
If you'd like to hear the full winning entry for the Peace Prize Awards ceremony, you can find that at khns.org in the news archive. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.
In the world, there's always something cold going on. Could be a war, summer's dropping bombs. But instead of raining bombs, what if it rained peace? Let it flow into your eyes now. What do you see? What I see is a world without war. So there's poverty, racism, all in the core. War is only the shell, just something to win. But all the real problems still lie within. Racism, starvation, poverty, discrimination, all that destroying the human race's reputation. Those are what need to be put to peace. Not just what's happening in the Middle East. Not that everyone's neglecting at all. There's people fighting the other fight. Raising money for the poor, feeding the stars. We need more of these soldiers working all through the night. There's millions of people helping others out there, but that doesn't mean that you can't assist too. Go ahead and work in any way you can. Just do anything, even if it's out of the blue. Let the gratitude be treasured instead of the power. When will the quest for dominance finally cease? When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will finally know peace. That's what Hendrix said, but this is what I say. Violence isn't worth the price we pay, but it's not like it's all gonna stop at once. Though we can try to keep it off for one day, don't let the effort put in go to vain. Keep the love flowing into the water can, so we can all get a taste of harmony. That should all be a part of our world plan. Keep the people off the streets, give them a home. Stop terrorizing countries, leave us alone. Give a hand to your fellow man, pass it along. Then maybe some things won't seem so wrong.